RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And at 7:36, Darren is here. And Darren, Italy is in the final.
Absolutely, Audrey, and what a game it was as the Italians beat Spain on penalties to reach that final of the European Championships. Super game, to be honest, at Wembley, going all the way. It ended 1-1 after extra time, then to the shootout. The decisive moments came when Alvaro Morata's penalty saved, and then Jorginho just rolled in the winner, cool as you like. Italy will play England or Denmark in the final, and those sides meet tonight at 8 o'clock. It's live on RTE2. We'll be going into the soccer in a lot more detail a little bit later on in the programme with Didi Hamann, reflecting on last night and looking ahead to that match as well this evening. Shamrock Rovers are in Champions League action tonight. Rovers away to Slovan Bratislava. 5:30 start Irish time. This huge, significant game for Rovers to try and qualify for the prestigious tournament, but also probably more importantly for Rovers and the other Irish clubs to try and earn money that will help them go on and strive. Let's hear from Richie Towle. He's back in the League of Ireland after 6 years in the UK, and he is desperate to leave his mark with his new club. He made his debut against his former side Dundalk last Friday.
My first game was on Friday, and to be honest, Tony, from my standards, I didn't feel like I'd hit the heights, but a lot of people are saying to me, need to be patient. It was only my first game after 12 weeks and stuff like that, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to. I'm working really hard, and I want to come home here and I want to be successful.
Yeah, Richie Towle there with Tony O'Donoghue. 3 games last night in the under-20 championships, including a very significant win for Kildare Hurlers against Wexford in Leinster. 16 points to 1-12 winners. The winner came deep in injury time. More on that a little bit later on as well. Laois were too strong for Antrim, and in football, Roscommon beat Leitrim in Connacht. Now, the third wave of COVID-19 in South Africa is causing real problems for the Lions tour. The Lions game against the Bulls on Saturday has now been postponed because of a number of cases in their opponent's camp. It's also likely South Africa's game against Georgia on Friday will also go, although the match for the Lions today against Sharks does go ahead as planned. Now, Ireland play the USA this weekend in their final match of the season, and one of those players hoping to get some more game time is out-half Joey Carberry. He has spent the best part of the last 2 years struggling with injury, but attack coach Mike Catt is hoping he can get back to his best with some more game time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time I've worked with Joey. Obviously, for 18 months he's been sitting there twiddling his thumbs and not getting an opportunity. So, you know, he's eased his way back in there. Like a few players that haven't played internationally for a while, you know, it does take a little bit of time. But again, it's him fitting in. I thought him and Gibson Jepson Park, you know, performed well. I think they controlled the game quite nicely. And again, it's just the start of Joey's recovery, really, in terms of where he's at. We know what he's capable of doing, and it's just how quickly we can get him up to that speed for him to really go and impress.
And that game live on RTE Radio and Television over the weekend. Emma Raducanu feels the experience of a run to Wimbledon's fourth round caught up with her and played a big part in her breathing issues when she was forced to retire against Aya Tomljanovic. Previous to this run, the biggest crowd the teenager had ever played in front of was just a couple of hundred people. But she took this tournament by storm, and then the other night she experienced breathing problems when she lost that match.
No, I don't know what caused it. I think that it was a combination of, you know, everything that has gone on behind the scenes in the last week and accumulation of the excitement, the buzz. And, you know, I think it's a great learning experience for me going forwards. It's a great step forward. And now next time, hopefully I'll be better prepared.
I'm sure she will. Forced to retire on Monday night, but will come back better and stronger, you feel. Finally, Mark Cavendish won stage 10 of the Tour de France yesterday, his 33rd career win in the famous race. He's one off the record, the all-time record held by Eddy Merckx.